Now an update on the story that we've been following about the mass shooting at Fort Hood, the Army post in Texas. 12 people are dead, 31 wounded. Among the dead is the gunman who shot the others, and he's been identified by the Associated Press and several other news organizations as an Army major, Major Malik Nadal Hassan. President Obama spoke about this incident earlier this hour.
There has been a tragic shooting at the Fort Hood Army base in Texas. We don't yet know all the details at this moment. We will share them as we get them. What we do know is that a number of American soldiers have been killed, and even more have been wounded in a horrific outburst of violence. My immediate thoughts and prayers are with the wounded and with the families of the fallen and with those who live and serve at Fort Hood. These are men and women who have made the selfless and courageous decision to risk and at times give their lives to protect the rest of us on a daily basis. It's difficult enough when we lose these brave Americans in battles overseas. It is horrifying that they should come under fire at an Army base on American soil.
It's President Obama reacting to the news of the shootings at Fort Hood, Texas this afternoon. Joining us now is NPR's Dina Temple-Raston, who has been following this story. Dina, what's the latest?
Well, the story is still pretty sketchy. I mean, this is a moving story. But what we know so far is that the shootings apparently began about 1:30 Texas time in a theater during a graduation ceremony at Fort Hood near a processing center at the Post. And this processing center is where soldiers either go when they're returning from operations overseas or they're getting ready to go out. And the commander at the base, Bob Cohn, told reporters that they killed one shooter outside this processing center, and there were two other suspects that they had in custody. And here's what's important. He says all three of the men were soldiers, and the soldier who opened fire apparently had two handguns, and he was killed at the scene. Apparently, he was in his late 30s, and he was in uniform.
The base commander was asked about motive. Did he say anything?
We don't know. It's too early. He didn't say anything. And he didn't try and speculate. And other people who are looking into this, law enforcement, aren't trying to speculate either. I mean, the authorities are questioning these two other men they say are suspects. What's key here is that this doesn't appear to be a foreign terrorist attack. This appears to involve U.S. soldiers, not foreign terrorists. So what the big issue becomes for law enforcement is because there appears to be more than one person involved, from a legal perspective, this is seen as a conspiracy. This is something that was planned, not just a lone gunman or a disgruntled recruit. But again, it's too early to know for certain what's going on. The investigation is continuing, and authorities, again, I want to stress, say all three men they think may be involved are U.S. soldiers.
Tell us a bit about Fort Hood.
Well, it's an enormous base, and it's the largest military installation in the world, and it's really like a small city in its own right. It's home to about 50,000 troops, and troops have been deploying out of Fort Hood to ship out, for example, for Iraq.
And again, today it was the site of mass shooting that has claimed, it seems, 12 lives. Thank you very much, Dina.
You're welcome.
NPR's Dina Temple-Raston.